This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
A congressional committee today will dive into the world of drug shortages. Turns out this is a classic healthcare challenge, trying to control costs while maximizing effectiveness. From the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Dan Gorenstein has more on the source of this problem and what it means for patients.
Drexel Health Professor Robert Field says shortages started to crop up about 10 years ago, in large part after the feds lowered reimbursement rates for generic injectable drugs.
The purpose, I think, was admirable. It seems that it went too far.
Field says putting the squeeze on manufacturers has prompted drug makers to look for greener pastures.
The companies that make these drugs tend to be operating close to the margin. If they can't make a profit, they find that a better use of their facility is to manufacture something else.
According to a new report, physicians facing shortages often change or delay dosages, sometimes even refer patients to different providers. University of Pennsylvania oncologist Susan Domchek says that puts patients' health at risk.
It is a very difficult thing to explain to a patient, you know, why you can't get a very standard chemotherapy regimen because you don't have access to the medication.
The solution, ironically, may be bumping up those same reimbursements that got cut a decade ago. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.